Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. We're here with Kevin Lamb talking about Logic Apps. What do we have specifically today? Management and tooling for Logic Apps.
Yes, so on a previous show, we talked about the intro to Logic Apps, and mm-hmm. I wanted to show as another aspect the management and tooling capabilities that we have in Logic Apps.
Okay, because before I know, I would go into the browser and I had like a visual editor, mm-hmm. but I don't remember there being a lot of Visual Studio kind of support inside of for Logic Apps.
Yes, and we have that. So first I want to show you the capabilities we have in the portal, mm-hmm. and then I'll go ahead and show you what we have in Visual Studio.
Sweet. I'm looking forward to this.
So in the portal, as you do these runs and executions for Logic Apps, you want to find out what the state of those runs were.
Right.
So there are a couple things that happen. One is you have a trigger that's checking for some state to determine if something is run.
Right.
And if that trigger fires, then it goes ahead and instantiates an instance of a Logic App.
Okay.
So you want to see when those triggers fire and what actually happened within those runs.
Okay.
And you may also want to look at diagnostic information using Azure Diagnostics, and you get to see the performance data of your Logic App.
And you want to find detailed logs, exactly what happened, exactly what was received, and what
exactly.
you tried to send.
So let me go show you that pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I got to this one. So this is our extension in the Azure portal.
Okay.
And I've already created a Logic App, so we don't have to go through the process of creating one. But if you look at what we have here is the runs and the triggers. So I can look at a particular trigger.
Okay.
And we get trigger information, which tells me all the information about when it actually executed,
mm-hmm.
The inputs and outputs. And if I look at the output, what I did for this Logic App is I actually connected it to a alert on my VM. So this is the alert information that comes out of my VM. And so now I can use that information to create a Logic App.
That's a lot cleaner than before. It's really nice the way it's been integrated into the portal. And you got syntax highlighting for the JSON as well.
Oh, it's even better. So this is the trigger information. And as we go to a run, you want to be able to see what's happened with each step in the run.
Okay.
So instead of showing you kind of a flat list of all the steps that have happened,
right.
we actually reproduce the designer as part of the monitoring experience. So thanks for that
intro. You're showing off then. So then that didn't happen, those did happen.
That's right. And if you actually click into these, you get to see all the data that comes in, all the inputs that are out there, and they're all first class properties.
You get in this case the .NET type.
Yep.
That's sweet.
And for example, this was an approval email, so that I sent this out to send me an email to ask me if I wanted to alert my ops guys.
That is a nice upgrade.
So it's a really nice experience. You get to really see the paths that it's taken.
I know it's like GA, it's general availability of Logic App, but for me as an early Logic Apps person, it feels like version 2. It feels like V2.
Yes.
I say that as a compliment.
Thank you. So we've graduated. Right.
You have graduated. Yeah. It is nice. This is nice. I like this.
So this is what I really wanted to show for here. So we also, of course, have diagnostics integration.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see that you can set up your own diagnostics and see what's been happening. So this is the stuff that's been running last week. I created it mm-hmm. A couple days ago, and I first had a couple of errors. So you see some errors in there, and then it's every time my alert goes off, that's when you see one of those.
Now, is it true that with all you're using the graphs that we love and we know from the Azure portal, I can pin these and I can make these part of my dashboard?
These
make a whole Logic Apps custom dashboard.
Exactly.
That's nice. Right. Well integrated with the portal.
Excellent. So the next thing I want to show you is Visual Studio.
Okay.
So let's switch over to Visual Studio. And so with Visual Studio, we released a set of tools. So if you go and look in your extensions and updates, you can download a V6 for all the Azure Logic Apps tools for Visual Studio.
Okay.
And as long as you have the Azure SDK already installed, this will just start lighting up.
Okay, so what am I lighting up? Am I lighting up a new project type or new tool?
No. So as a matter of fact, what we did is that we listened to customer feedback, and what they told us is that they want to be able to take our Logic Apps and persist it into source control. And so then you can actually go ahead and deploy and only work in your Visual Studio environment and not be forced to work on live Logic Apps that are running.
Absolutely.
So what we did is we integrated with the ARM templates. Mm-hmm. So if I go ahead and create a file, new project, you can then select a cloud project with an Azure Resource Group project.
Right.
I go ahead and create that. And then it'll ask me what type of resource that I want in that ARM resource.
Oh, nice.
I pick a Logic App. And it's going to go and generate an ARM template. So if I go ahead and after this gets this opened, I look at the templates, and what you'd see here is your typical ARM template.
Right.
And inside of that template, we have a Logic App resource that's here, and it's an empty resource.
Yeah.
So there's,
but there's the things,
no
the
definition defined.
The familiar things, actions, outputs, parameters.
Right.
Okay.
So, but what we can do now is that we've added an extension to this. Let me close this. If I right click on any ARM template that has a Logic App in it, you get this new option, Open with Logic App Designer.
Oh, you're killing me.
So now you can open that up. It's going to go ahead and ask me a couple of questions. So, so even though this is, we are working in Visual Studio, we're not working offline. We're still online.
Okay, so it's an online, it's a connected scenario, but you're inside of Visual Studio.
Correct.
You're not having to go and open up the portal, but you are still logged in.
I'm logged in, so then I'm going to pick my subscription, and I'll pick one of my resource groups,
yeah,
and okay, so
that.
Now it's ready. So then now as I'm interacting with it and I'm creating new connections, it has kind of a development resource group in place to play with as you're working through this. And what you get is the exact same experience that you had in the portal, now in Visual Studio.
Nice. So it is online, so somehow there's some magic going on here, but I'm still in Visual Studio. I'm not in the portal, but I'm getting an editor experience that's
right.
The same exact rich
yep.
editor, connected editor that I would get.
So if I go ahead and...
That's really nice.
So
you
host
your browser somehow? It's magic. What are you doing?
So,
okay.
So this is the same experience that we get.
And when you save it, it gets saved into that JSON file.
That's right. So I'm going to just go ahead and we're going to, oopsie, too much white space. Something's happening here. And if I go ahead and save this, I'm going to close. And by the way, so we have, this is our kind of scoped view of a Logic App. So we still have design view and code view. Of
yeah,
our
that's
logic
what I was, app. My next question was. See, like for example, you were talking about the white space. You can see a couple of enters
yep.
that got snuck in there inside of your JSON app there, your JSON file.
Yep. So we close this, and if I go back to the deployment template, you'll see that it's actually now embedded into.
And then embedded that in. Okay.
Right.
So you individually, you can edit that visually. You can edit it as JSON. You can put it in source control. You deploy it as part of your
that's
ARM
right.
deployment.
And this is your typical ARM deployment. You say deploy, new deployment, and you go through the same steps of doing your ARM deployment. And so now
and
you can
yeah.
go deploy to multiple regions, or you want to do your pre-prod and prod. Now you have all that capability here.
Collaborate them on with other developers.
That's
use
right.
them in multiple deployments.
CI/CD.
Mm-hmm.
And so now people can do their continuous integration and development as well.
And then deployment. I suppose I could even go and write tests, and I could use existing tests. Because Logic Apps can be exposed as HTTP endpoints through an API endpoint, I can go and test them and include them not just in my CI/CD, but my continuous everything.
That's right. So I could have websites and SQL databases, and all the resources that I have in that template all get deployed as an instance and easily replicatable.
Okay, so then they can download the Azure Logic tools for Visual Studio now,
yep.
right
from Visual Studio, you can download that V6 package.
And they're done just as a V6, so that'll be continuously updated,
that's
just
right.
like the Azure SDK gets
yep.
updated.
So very you'll cool. see all the great new tools that and capabilities in Logic Apps just in your Visual Studio experience.
Cool, this is all happening right now?
All happening right now.
All right, we're learning all about diagnostics, some of the great new tools inside of Azure Logic Apps here on Azure Friday.